Dr. Sebag, getting an office note on a patient, Charlotte Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Charlotte, C-H-A-R-O-L-O-T-T-E, date of birth 3-16-1963, date of service 2-12-2025, paragraph. The patient is 71-year-old African-American female who is referred to see me by Dr. Yusuf for elevated serum creatinine, paragraph. Past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2, controlled with diet; next, Crohn's disease with some ulcerative colitis features, being followed closely by GI and maintained on therapy with tofacitinib and mesalamine suppositories. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypertension. Next, history of renal cell carcinoma of the right kidney, status post partial nephrectomy, done in 2019 at St. Luke's Hospital. Period, paragraph. Past surgical history includes partial right nephrectomy in 2019 for RCT. Clear cell type. Family history. Brother is on dialysis. Sister has had kidney transplant, and niece has had a kidney transplant. Period. Social history. Patient is widowed for the last 10 years. She has one daughter. She has history of remote smoking, but not current. No alcohol use. No drug use. She's a retired. She used to work at Foley's and HISD. Period. Allergies. She has no allergic, no non-drug allergies. Period. Paragraph. Review of symptoms reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, occasional heartburn, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation. She does have nocturia up to 2 times at night. No straining upon urinary. She does have urge and stress incontinence. She has complete bladder emptying, no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization. She received 2 shots of the COVID-19 vaccines. Period. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed include aspirin and atorvastatin, vitamin D with calcium, chlorpheniramine, vitamin D3, ferrosulfate, mesalamine, metoprolol, multivitamin with minerals, crayon, and tofacitinib. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active, light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-inferior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal as well as chill, no major, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resisted abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no garrulity, but no rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, not a neuro exam, is non focal. Investigations show the following. Labs from December to 18, 2024. BUN 23, creatinine 1.31, estimated GFR 44, potassium 4.1, albumin 4, total CO2 of 28, white count 4.7, hemoglobin 9.3, MCV 87, period. Paragraph, assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. This may be related to decreased nephron mass after a partial nephrectomy. Also need to rule out diabetic nephropathy and hypertensive nephrosclerosis and other etiologies. We're going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Period. Next, diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, controlled with diet. Next, history of Crohn's disease, currently on medications. Next, hyperlipidemia on statins. Next, hypertension controlled on metoprolol. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see her back in around 2-3 weeks for follow-up on the workup, and I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks.